USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to AAA, the national average for the price of regular gasoline is $4.24 a gallon. This as President Biden releasing more oil from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve. This release brings the reserve to its lowest level since 1984. As Russia's unprovoked attack on Ukraine continues, Russia seems to be digging in and not moving from defensive positions in Ukraine. A Russian convoy was seen early this month closing in on Kyiv, but then dispersed after Ukrainians halted it.
The Ukrainians put a stop to that convoy pretty quickly by being very nimble, knocking out bridges, hitting lead vehicles, stopping their movement.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying the failure of the convoy was due to poor planning on Russia's part. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey signed a 15-week abortion ban into law yesterday as the Supreme Court continues to consider a similar law in Mississippi and appears poised to let it stand. The new Arizona law makes abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy illegal, except in cases of medical emergency. The law also makes it a felony for doctors to commit abortions in violation of the new law. Astronomers make an amazing discovery. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Astronomers have discovered the farthest star yet, a super hot, super bright giant that formed nearly 13 billion years ago. The blue star is long gone, so massive it almost certainly self-exploded just a few million years after emerging. Brian Welch at Johns Hopkins University, appearing in Wednesday's journal Nature, named the star Hirondelle.
The Dow losing 550 points on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
A Trump-era order that blocks illegal immigrants from entering the country because of public health concerns, known as Title 42, is no longer needed, according to the CDC. Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green believes the Biden administration should keep it in place.
The left is, you know, hoping that these people will come to the United States, their children will be born here, they will then vote Democrat. And that's one, I think that's a bad prediction. But I also think they're sacrificing American lives for that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A judge is tossing out a lawsuit against former President Obama's presidential center.
A judge has tossed out an attempt to block construction of the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago's historic Jackson Park over concerns it would adversely impact the environment. A nonprofit group called Protect Our Parks led the lawsuit filed against the city of Chicago, the Obama Foundation, and other organizations and individuals last year. They said the environmental study linked to the project was flawed. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Biden administration is bringing back the Easter egg roll at the White House on April 18th. The egg roll back at the White House after a two-year break due to the pandemic. The tradition dates all the way back to 1870. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.